Many city governments tax rental cars as a way to increase their revenues without tapping into the wallets of their voter base. However, a new study of rental car customers suggests that assumption is wrong. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Economist Bill Gale with the Brookings Institution and Kim Rubin of the Urban Institute wanted to find out what happens when a city puts in place a rental car tax. They decided to look at Kansas City. Why Kansas City? Economist Bill Gale.
Kansas City sort of spans two states. The tax was imposed in one state but not the other, and it was imposed in the urban area in that state but not in some of the suburban areas. So we had very good comparison groups between the taxed branches and the untaxed branches.
At $4 a day, the tax in Kansas City, Missouri, put in place last year, also represents a sizable added cost on top of the average $30 a day or so it already costs to rent a car. Gale says there was a dramatic drop in rentals in areas with the tax, more than 40%, and he says they found something else that was pretty interesting.
I think the underlying story is that the way Americans rent cars has changed, and that a lot of people rent cars now in situations where they wouldn't have thought of in the past.
The study was conducted for Enterprise Rent-A-Car, the nation's largest car rental company. There is growing opposition to these taxes, not just from rental car companies, but from other groups as well.
More than 50% of the rentals now come from local rentals, folks who have their car in the shop, things like that.
Bill Connors heads the National Business Travel Association. He says his group opposes rental car taxes on the grounds they affect his members no matter where they're located.
What we're finding is it's not just the visitors who are getting taxed. It's also local businesses. Big companies who rent cars frequently rent them in their local jurisdictions or in their corporate headquarters area.
In Chicago, there is a 17% tax on rental cars, along with a $2.75 fee. In Las Vegas, taxes on rental cars total nearly 20%, and the list goes on and on. But while rental car taxes are just as likely to fall on local residents as out-of-towners, municipalities continue to rely on them to help fund arenas and convention center projects. Dennis Howard is a professor of finance at the University of Oregon. He says the practice of piling on rental car taxes began picking up steam several years ago.
The real boom in stadium development occurred in the mid-1990s, where owners were trying to find ways in which they could convince local jurisdictions to subsidize substantially the cost of building new stadiums and arenas.
There is some evidence the tide has started to turn. In St. Louis and San Francisco, sports teams in those two cities are footing much of the bill for construction of new ballparks. However, given the costs of building a sports facility, around $400 million on average, Howard doesn't think cities' reliance on rental car taxes is likely to turn around anytime soon.
The average public subsidy now for a stadium built in the last 3 or 4 years has been in excess of $200 million.
There are 38 states and around 80 local governments with some kind of car rental tax in place. Construction costs of nearly 36 existing or planned sports complexes are being at least partially funded through rental car taxes. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.